Good morning, everyone. I will be reading from Psalms 16, 1 and 2. I love the Lord because he heard my voice and my supplications, because he had inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live, as I pass the call.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, baby. How you doing?
I'm fine, babe.
Okay. All right. I just want to thank, first of all, Pretty Patrice for stepping in and greeting. And I want to thank Sister Barbara for doing the announcements. What were you saying, baby?
I love her voice. I love your voice, Barbara. So comforting.
And we just want to take a minute and rejoice and give praise to God for delivering Ruth. God, you are so good, and Ruth, you know, you just have such a testimony of what God has been taking you through and what God has been blessing you with. And so we rejoice with you here on Declare Victory, and I want to reach out to Bridget and say that, you know, we serve a mighty, awesome God, and scriptures say he is the great physician. So he can move, and he can remove. And so we're with you, and we're standing on God's word, and we're believing by faith that God will heal you, and he will restore you. So without further ado, we just want to get into our declaration. And all this week we've been talking, all this month we've been talking about this journey. And the journey every believer has to take to find the essence of love, and what scripture says that is God, who is love. And through our stories on how we journey to find each other is also intertwined with the journey we were on, and we are constantly on to have a deeper relationship with God. And so we invite you, as you listen to our journey, to reminisce, to remember, to reflect on your journey. Before I could find the love of my life, I had to find Jesus, the lover of my soul. And so in this declaration entails our two stories, our two journeys. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to my wife, Julianne.
Okay. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is patient. Love is kind. Now I had love because I had God, and I learned to be patient as I learned the love of God. Finally, as I opened the door to allow the Lord free access to my heart, I found that learning to love God meant that I had to be stripped of all that I knew to be familiar about him. No, we would not rely on my former teaching on this journey, like me knowing the second coming of Christ or about, you know, what he did on the cross, nor the many other Bible teachers that I had tucked under my belt to keep me distant from the world and its wicked predators. Because although these things had their place, it just wasn't enough to solidify my quest to really know him. Nor could my gifts be held up as indicators of my allegiance, because they were just that, gifts. And as stated in Romans 11:29, for the gifts and calling of God are given without repentance, which indicated to me, because they were gifts, I could do with them as I pleased. Now, realizing this, it became apparent that if I am to enter into a real relationship with God, then starting from scratch was very necessary. However, in order to do this, everything had to be shut down. I had to face the sound of quiet that had frightened me for so many years of my life. There would be no TV and barely any radio because I had to learn the true sound of his voice. At first I was tormented by the silence that pressed in on my ego, reminding me ever so gently of my frailties and mishaps. Being overwhelmed with busyness served as a great distractor from getting to know the real Jew. However, as I daily welcomed the unknowingness of this journey, I found that the voice that I had searched for through this silence had now become more distinguishable in spirit and clarity and sound. In that moment, I realized that I was not alone, nor ever had been, because I could see clearly how the Lord was always with me. No longer afraid, I gave him permission to take me back to my childhood. As I reminisced, I was able to pick out the many times that I heard the Lord's sound gently speaking within the deep crevices of my mind. There, right there, is where I began to welcome the silence as the Lord began to reveal to me the many times that he wooed me, hoping that I would accept his hand in courtship. The clarity of his love became so overwhelming that all I could do was cry. And cry is what I did as I laid in my daddy's arms, vowing to never leave. Wow, what took me so long, I thought to myself. With subtlety, relief danced in my head, for I just knew that I had approached the end of this journey. It was much easier than I thought. That was until the phone rang. Picking up the phone, on the other end was an old, too familiar sound. Captured by its essence, once again I became mesmerized, and all too quickly I felt myself slipping back to that dark place. Though the voice that held me captive on the surface seemed bright and full of life, darkness was our history, at least at the time, this is what it signified to me. Determined not to again to fall prey to the web of deception, instead of calling Father, I took matters into my own hands and began yelling and screaming and crying, calling my ex-husband every name in the book that I could think of, forgetting at that moment that he too was a child of God. That was until my Lord reminded me. See, until then, I thought that loving the Lord was enough. But after I managed to calm down, the Lord gently reminded me that there was two sides to this love affair. And it was not merely me loving him, because my love had to be demonstrated by loving my neighbor as I began to love myself. There was no way to get around it without acknowledging the truth in that. I would have to forgive him. Forgive him? Are you aware of how he treated me? I said. Yes, he said. All have sinned and fallen short of my glory. So you too have played a part in this. This is where I got angry, y'all, and stopped talking for a while to my king. Because for the life of me, I couldn't wrap my head around what he was asking me to do. That was until the day I was reading the word and stumbled on the part when Jesus hung on the cross and with his last inch of strength said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. It was right there when it dawned on me that if Jesus could do it, forgive the world when he had done nothing wrong, who am I not to forgive my ex-husband? Am I greater than God? Walking that truth, not only did I forgive my ex for his deeds that destroyed our relationship, our marriage, I also, while at our son's high school graduation, went to him and asked him to forgive me. Right then, a weight was lifted, and I was free, finally free, to find my love. Love is patient. Love is kind.
Love is patient. Love is kind. Last week we had I talked about, and I ended my journey at the point in which I found out that my fiance had aborted my son. My son, who I would have named Caleb. That year turned out to be one of the worst of my life. In that year, the Twin Towers would fall. In that year, also, our church, on its last legs, bereft of all but a remnant of congregationalists, would be dissolved by the Presbyterian. And so I had become an elder without a congregation, without a council. I had become a music minister without a choir I was lost. I was lost in my own pain, in my own anger. But even though I had grown up in church, and even though I was serving in the sanctuary, I was nowhere in the ballpark. If you can understand what I'm saying, I couldn't see that God was taking me through these things, and he was taking these titles and these occupations away from me so that I could get back on the path, so I could get back on my journey to see him. I become celibate. That's right, look, sister, I said celibate because I wasn't practicing abstinency. I was so mad I had completely cut women out of my life. I had vowed I would cut it off first before I would enter into another woman. God had begun to stir me using his GPS, his godly positioning system, that perfect divine way that he does each and every one of us who's been at a crossroads in our mind, or who even just have went off the road. I got word that my mother wasn't doing too good, and that my grandmother, who was taking care of her, needed my help. I recognized in that call that exactly what I needed to do. I had lost all love, and I couldn't find it anywhere. I needed to go home. Not geographically, because I was still in the tri-state area, but my mother, who was down in Georgia, was my home. To the only place where I knew where unconditional love, where I could heal, where I could be restored. I needed to go home. Because, you know, there's a time in everyone's life that they feel that in this journey that, you know, I felt like that I wasn't worthy. Isn't that funny how the enemy makes you feel like that you're unworthy of the love that God is holding out to you all this time? That had become like those old day Israelites. Instead of taking a two-week journey to the promised land, I was in danger of just wandering in the wilderness, never truly finding my way to the source of all my strength, all my hope, to the source of true love. So I began to cut ties, and I again began to prepare to head on home to Georgia. I remember the ride down there as the miles melted away, and as I crossed the Mason-Dixon line and began to enter into North Carolina, then South Carolina, I took a bus ride. It was about 24 hours. I remember during that bus ride seeing all people from all types of walks of life, all types of status, beginning to interact and on that bus ride, I began to hear other stories of people who were down and out, people who were just like me, who were looking for something. I began to recognize my story, my journey was just the same as theirs. Was this a coincidence? God, was you placing me here? There were angels who heard my message, who saw my pain, and during the way stopped to pray for me. People who I had never known. But I now recognize they were signposts that were telling me that I was back on my journey. Few steps. I was nowhere near my destination, but I was finally on the right way. I remember entering into Georgia on a Monday night and coming home. And where my mom lived, it was a small town called Wiley, Georgia. Only one stoplight, and that stoplight was blinking right off the interstate. My mom lived on the last unpaved road. There was only three houses, and we were the last on the road. 6 acres of nothing and a pond. Far from the place where I'd grown up in Brooklyn, New York, and ascended into manhood in Trenton, New Jersey, there was nothing but silence. I remember sitting out there on the porch and looking at the sky. I had never seen the sky so clear, the stars so bright. I remember sitting out there viewing the wonderful heavens that God had created. It was in that moment that God began to speak to me, that God began to reiterate time and time and time again how wonderfully, how fearfully I was made, and that I was loved, but that not only was he with me there, that he had been with me there every step of the day, but I still needed to walk that journey. I'm still far away. But God began to train me in the ministering of my mother, and I let my grandmother spoil me and cook for me. I was far away from any enemies. I was far away from any negativity. I began to heal. I began to be restored. I began going back to church and with my grandmother, Pinola Baptist. And even though they recognized me, I declined to sit on the pulpit. I declined to speak. What I needed to be, just be in the house of God and let God guide me. And I knew that if I trusted God, that he would tell me at the right time when I was to begin a special part of my journey. I got a job. I began to work at Walmart and maintenance. And I began to embark on a ministry I never thought I would. It was children. And it was a children's ministry of teaching at that time Sunday school. And you know, I'm going to tell you, these were the baddest kids I had ever seen in church. And I didn't really have too much of a tolerance for children, but some reason God kept me in the company of children. And as I began to grow, I see the influence of my ministry, and they began to grow, and we kind of reinforced one another. I began to feel peace. I began to feel some happiness. I began to discover my wellspring of joy. I was still out the woods yet. I got a gig down there playing. Let me be honest with you. Wasn't the most best gig. It was a little small country club / strip club. But in my personal life, I had this armor. I had perfected the art of not being able to put off these vibes that I didn't want to be talked to. I wasn't going there. And even the girls who would come up to me and who would flirt with me soon found out that I wasn't the one. I wasn't the man. And even at one point, they began to even question my sexuality. But you know what? I didn't even care about that. You see, my foot had been placed on the path. And even though I wasn't out the woods yet, my journey was beginning to speed up. Love is patient. Love is kind. I pass the call.
Thank you, Father. God, we give you glory and honor. We bless your name for who you are. We say good morning to you, Daddy. We thank you for being our God, for being our King, for being the lifter of our heads and the lover of our soul. God, we thank you for who you are. And God, for what you've done in our lives, God, we can't even begin to thank you enough for how you've made ways out of no ways, God, and how you've blessed us in spite of us, God, and how you've opened doors, God, that we didn't even know, God, to even knock on, God. And thank you for closing those doors that needed to be closed in our lives. Thank you that when we didn't know which way to go, you showed us which way to go, God. You called us a good man before we were, and you said our steps were ordered by you, God. We thank you. We thank you for always making provision and always, God, doing whatever it is that needs to be done in our lives, God, so that we might be perfected, made whole, made complete in you, God. You knew before the foundation of the world that we would say yes to your call, and God, we thank you for predestining us, God, for calling us out of darkness, God, and for putting our feet on firm foundations and opening up our eyes to the knowledge of who you are in our lives. God, we thank you. God, we thank you for being better than good, greater than great, for being our all-sufficient God. Lord, we love you. We bless you. We thank you for our declared victory family, God, that you would continue to bind us together in love like never before, God, that everybody on this call would know that they're loved by you and by us. God, we thank you for that. We thank you for the praise report of your daughter, Ruth, God, how you just turned it around, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for exceeding her expectation, God, and then for her having the courage to share what you have done. God, for 7 years, thank you that it's complete, it's finished, it's over. God, we thank you. Thank you for working it out towards her good, but for your glory, because now she can tell how great you have been in this situation. Even when she didn't deserve it, oh, God, you showed grace and mercy. God, we thank you for that. Oh, we bless your name for that, God. Thank you for Bridget. God, send some help, send some relief, God, whatever is stressing her out to the point where she had a stroke, God, that you would send the necessary help as she is taking care of those precious babies, God. Give her what she needs, God. Provide the finances, God. Relieve her, God, and send your peace to cover her, God, to rest upon her, God, to rule her life. God, we speak to her spirit right now in the name of Jesus that she might find rest in you, God. We thank you that a stroke shall not come back, God, and we thank you that it wasn't worse than it could have been, God. But we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you heal up every single blood vessel in her eye, God, that you return her eye color to normal, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that, God. We thank you for how great you have been, God, and how you've already made provisions for her to do what she has done, to step up, God. Lord, we thank you for that. And we cover her right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Brother Dan's testimony. God, how you provided a shelter for him and Sister Denise. Lord, we just thank you. We rejoice with those that rejoice, God, and even help us to remember that we need to mourn with those that mourn. God, we thank you for being a comforter, God, for being a mender, for being a heart fixer and a mind regulator. God, we just bless you. Because everything that you do, God, you do well. We thank you for Pretty Patrice stepping up and greeting us this morning. God, bless her. God, we thank you for Barbara and being the host, God. And we thank you for Eric and Juliet, how they are reminding us that love is patient, that love is kind, for sharing their journey with us, God, for reminding us that love suffers long and is kind and it's not vaulted up and it doesn't puff, it's not puffed up and it doesn't seek its own and it prefers others over itself. God, remind us to love, to walk in love. You, God, told us to do that. We thank you, God, for you commanded us, God, to love you with all of our hearts, our minds, our strength, our soul, and to love our neighbors as ourselves, God. Those two things, you said, if we get those two right, everything else would fall in line. Help us to remember that, God. We bless you. God, we thank you for who you are. Forgive us of everything that we've done that's not right in your eyes. God, all of our sins, God, we confess them to you, God. We repent and turn from them, God. And we thank you, God. You said if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, God. Thank you.
even those ones we don't even know, God, where we were in the wrong place at the wrong time, had the wrong attitude, God, did the wrong thing, touched the wrong thing, God, help us. God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, God, and that you loved us while we were yet sinners and you did not condemn us, God, but you loved us. God, for that we are eternally grateful for who you are and what you are doing, God. Thank you. Thank you that you have a plan for our lives, God, that we haven't seen, haven't heard. It hasn't even entered into the hearts of men, the things that you have prepared for us that love you. God, but you're making it known to us by your Spirit. Thank you for unfolding and doing a new thing in our lives, God. We are excited and anticipated, and our hearts and our souls say yes, God, to your will and to your way, God. God, that you will be glorified in our lives. For that, oh, God, we say thank you. We praise you, God. We bless you. We glorify you. We lift you up, God. We exalt you in our lives and declare that you are the King of glory, and we wait for your appearing. We love you, Lord. We bless you. We pray for every declare victory person on this call who did not get a chance to submit their prayer request, God. But you know the needs, God. You know our thoughts are far off, and you are able. God, we can fill in the rest, God. We can stop right there. You are able. Thank you, God, to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And it's according to the power that's working on the inside of us. Remind us, God, that your Spirit is in us. Oh, God, and we can do all things through you because you give us that strength to do it. I bless you. I glorify you, for you alone are great and worthy to be praised as I pass the call.
Oh, God, I thank you for another day of your mercy. For, God, you are God and God alone. You are Elohim, the creator of all things. Adonai, master and Lord over all. God, there's none like you. Jehovah, the relational God, you created us for relationship. God, I thank you today. I thank you for just being able to breathe. I thank you for the visionary Dion, whom you've given this vision to, God. I thank you for her obedience, oh God. I bless your name for her, God. Bless her family, her children, God, her mother, Jackie. God, just bless her and bless her indeed. Let her want for nothing, oh God. You said you've given us everything to sustain life, lacking nothing. God, I thank you today for marriages. Father God, give us victory in our marriages. Oh God, you created marriage with a purpose in mind, a kingdom marriage. Our mission is to reflect your image on earth, oh God. Help us to maintain a spiritual perspective, setting our mind on the things above. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, everything around, when everything around us is falling apart, oh God, I bless your name today. I pray over the marriages, oh God. Eric and Juliet Smith, Jeff and Patrice Vickers, Wayne and Barbara Cockerer, Troy and Monique, Previs and Clara Jenkins, Wayne and Diane Templeton, Dan and Denise Mill, Lonnie and Denise Smith, Fred and Valerie Simpson, Brian and Tina Heard Andrew, Carl and Tanya Alexander, LaJuan and Mary, Rick and Susie Womack, Maddie and Dee Dee Felder, Claudio and Moni Ramirez, Rick and Carolyn, William and Tiffany Ellen, Will and Carol Walker, Derek and Erica Evans, Kevin and Gwendolyn James, Horatio and Florence Jones, Revere and Lynette Evans, Andre and Tracy Beasley, Kevin and LeJet Richardson, T.A. and Yvette West, Robert and Cynthia Lawson, Joel and Betty Clifton, Leonard and Diane Matthew, Pierre and Lisa Crawford, Desiline and Draco Tucker, David and Stacy Robinson, Jay and Kimberly Sweet, Kimball and Adrian Phillips, Steve and Sandra James, Michael and Marilyn Michaud, Steve and Tanisha Pettis Thomas, Billy and Valencia, Curtis and Sherry Martin, Prentice and Felicia Barrett, Carl and Kathy Smith, Ken and Bertha Clark, Oliver and Portia Norwood, Archie and Alicia Hart, Robin and Michelle Nelson, Eddie and Sharon Harris, Joel and Kamani Quillen, Thornton and Carolyn Dial, Scotty and Sherelle Greyhart,
Rana and Sandra Gayhart, Edward and Gwen White, Cleveland and Leah, Samuel and Aurelia Morgan, Todd and Zena Davis, John and Diane Davis, Mark and Sharon Mills Wonder. God, I thank you, and I thank you for our children today. They are our children of the future, and the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy their minds, our children to captivate their thoughts and change their direction. But you, O God, are Jehovah Nisi, our banner of protection, our refuge, our shield, O God. I pray for your covering of our children today, that you keep them in your grace and your mercy. Oh, God, I pray for our unsaved loved ones, that they will turn from their sin and come to repentance, that they may receive your salvation plan, oh, God, that they may receive eternal life. I lift them up to you today, oh, God. Oh, God, I lift our neighbors up to you, each and every one of them, keeping your commandments to love our neighbors as ourselves. God, praying for them always. God, to love our enemies because you, O God, are the one who avenges us of all things. God, I give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise today. For you are God and God alone. You are the God who possesses the heaven and the earth. Oh, God, and we look to you, for you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are Jehovah Nisi, our God, our banner. God, you are Jehovah Shalom, our peace. And God, today I thank you for peace in the world, even when all things around us are falling apart. I thank you, dear God, that we are steadfast in your word. And God, giving you all the glory, the honor, and the praise today. For it is in you that we live, move, and have our being. And God, I give your name the praise in Jesus' name as I pass the call.
Good morning once again, Heavenly Father. I come this morning, Lord, just thanking you for allowing us to wake up and see another day, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your grace and your mercy and your love and your forgiveness, Lord Jesus. Lord, I come this morning asking that you create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, O Lord, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray and confess that the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge rest upon our pastors, Lord Jesus. We pray that as your Spirit rests upon the pastors, that they will make him or her of quick understanding because of you. Lord, you have anointed and qualified them to preach the gospel to the meek, to the poor, to the wealthy, to the afflicted. You have sent our pastors to bind up and heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the physical and spiritual captives, and to open the prison and the eyes of those who are bound. Oh, Heavenly Father, our pastor should be called the priest of the Lord, people who speak of him or her as a pastor of God. He or she shall eat the wealth of the nations. We pray and bless that no weapon that is formed against our pastor shall prosper, and that any tongue that rises against him or her in judgment shall be shown to be in the wrong. We pray that you prosper our pastors abundantly, Lord, physically, spiritually, and financially. We confess that our pastors hold fast and follow the patterns of wholesome and sound teaching in all faith and love, which is for us in Christ Jesus. Guard our pastors and keep them with the greatest love, the precious and excellently adapted truth entrusted in them by the Holy Spirit, who makes his home in you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray and believe that each and every day freedom and utterance is given to our pastors as he or she will open his or her mouth boldly and courageously as he or she ought do to get the gospel to the people. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the added strength which comes supernaturally that you have given him or her. We hereby confess that we shall stand behind our pastors and undergird him or her in prayer. we will say only that good thing that will edify them. We will not allow others to judge them, but we will continue to intercede for him or her and speak and pray blessings upon him or her in the name of Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I lift these pastors up to you, Lord, thanking you for them right now, Father. Bishop Bob Jackson, Pastor Kevin Holt, Pastor Ricky L. Nutt, Pastor Ricky J. Nutt, Pastor George Brown, Pastor Mary Strutz, Pastor Gary Matara, Pastor David Fosold, Pastor William Coleman, Pastor Derry and Tammy Moulton, Pastor Bessie Sims, Pastor Ricky Williams, Pastor Lloyd Farr, Pastor Patrick Foster, Pastor Kevin James, Pastor Ken Foreman, Pastor Kurt Foreman, Dr. Dave and Kathy Tracy, Pastor Terrence Nichols, Pastor Stan Martin, Overseer Jeremiah Martin, Pastor Kevin B. Hall, Pastor Isaiah Neal, Pastor Don T. Jones, Pastor Jan Hunter Sr., Pastor Tamara Bennett, Pastor C. L. Willis, Pastor Lorraine Mann, Pastor E. F. Brown, Apostle D. Christmas, Pastor J. W. Macklin, Pastor Steve Thorner, Pastor Renee Winston, Pastor D. J. Williams, Pastor Kirtland Smith, Pastor Joe Nobles, Pastor Archie Levias Sr., Pastor Archie Levias Jr., Pastor Claude Huey, Pastor James Bryant, Pastor Tekoy Porter, Pastor Ellington Porter, Pastor Kevin James, Pastor Lavelle Jones, Pastor Reams, Bishop Reams, Pastor Brendan and Marie Reams, Dr. Freddie and Dieta Parham, Pastor Oscar Dance, Pastor J.R. Coleman, Pastor Johnny Riley, Pastor E.K. Dawson, Pastor Aaron Hutchison, Pastor Michael E. Hale, Pastor Aurelius Walker, all the pastors in Las Vegas, Dr. Dave Early, Pastor Lester L. Cannon Sr., Pastor C. Christopher Smith, Pastor Santos Howard, Pastor Glenn Bertol, Pastor James Kimbrell, Pastor Craig Dossman, Pastor Carlton Leonard, Bishop Charles Blake, Pastor Patrick Weaver, Pastor Davis Burris, Pastor Leonard Drew Sr., Pastor James Brompton, Pastor Horace S. Jones, Pastor Timmy Dupree, Pastor Brian Holloway, Pastor Frank Dance, Pastor Audra Williams, Pastor Kevin McCullough, Pastor Dave Jackson, Bishop Sean Teal, Pastor O'Neill Young, Pastor Curtis Robinson, Pastor Shelley Wilson, Pastor Victor Bryce, Minister Marcus Dyson, Pastor Paulette Harper, Apostle Valeria Oliver, Pastor Karen Burkhalter, Pastor Vincent, Pastor Gort, Lord, and all the pastors that are under your name, Lord Jesus, I lift them up to you right now, Father, thanking you for them, Lord. I lift up all the churches that are open in your name, Lord. Continue to teach your word to us, Lord Jesus. I lift up the cities that we're all located in, everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord. I lift up our state offices, Lord, our legislation, Lord, our local government, our mayors and governors, Lord, all of our governmental people, Lord, to you, thanking you for them, Lord, asking you to continue to lead and guide them in the direction that you would have us to go, Lord. Lord, I lift up our nation to you, our police, our firemen, Lord, our families that are in bereavement, Lord Jesus. I lift up our military to you, Isaiah Ramirez, Tamara Hope, Liddell Marie Oliver, Dever Cook Oliver, Johan Steplin, Angelisa Renee Ramos, Zachariah Stewart, Tistan Hutchinson, Gervius Jeffrey, Joshua Cheney, Jelan Jones, Demarie Jackson, Joshua Jones, Imani Jackson, Patrick Polk. Lord, I lift up our military and their families, Lord, asking you to give them strength, Lord. I ask you to touch their minds, Lord, and continue to keep them in your hands, Lord Jesus. I lift their families up to you and their children up to you, Lord, asking you to give them the strength that they need, the health that they need to go from day to day, Lord. Lord, I just thank you this morning for you. So awesome, Father. You're such a mighty Lord and Savior, Lord. I love you this morning, Lord, and I just thank you. I lift up Dion and Tammy and all of the ones that do declarations every day, Lord, teaching us and showing us how you love us and how you want us to live our lives, Lord Jesus. I lift up Juliet and Eric to you, Father, thanking you for that awesome share that they had this morning, Lord, teaching us how love is kind, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I ask these things in Jesus' name as I pass the call.
God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able. So, God, we promise on today, Lord God, that we not give up on you, God, because, God, you are an able God. God, you are able to keep us, Lord God. You are able to deliver us, Lord God. God, you are able to renew our spirits and our minds, Lord God. God, you are able to save our children, oh God. God, you are able to save our marriages, Lord God. God, you are able, Lord God, to take care of our finances, Lord God. God, you are able to clean up our credit reports, Lord God. God, you are able to heal, deliver, set free, Lord God. So, God, on today, we want you to know that we love you and that we trust you with all that we are on today, Lord God. We trust you, Lord Jesus, to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could dare ask or think, oh God. God, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for clothing us in our right mind, Lord God. We thank you for the activities of our limbs, Lord God. We thank you for the very breath in our body, Lord God, the breath that enables us, Lord God, to live yet another day. God, we pause just to say thank you on today. Thank you, Lord God, for shelter, Lord God, for Brother Dan and Sister Denise, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the very shelter that you've even provided for the rest of us, Lord God. God, thank you, Lord God, for your hand of protection that did not allow the enemy to come nigh us, our dwelling place, or the vehicles that we drive on today, Lord God. God, we say thank you, Lord God, for our health, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this season, Lord God, when many, Father God, are celebrating, Lord God, the gift of the package, Lord God. God, we choose to celebrate you, for you are our gift, Lord God. God, had it not been for you, oh, God, we bless you on today. God, had it not been for you, giving of your only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus, to die on the cross for us, Lord God, there wouldn't even be a season to celebrate, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for giving of your only begotten Son, the one who would take the lashes, Lord God, the one who would be bruised, Lord God, the one who would be stuck in his hands and his feet, Lord God, the one who would bear even wearing a thorn, a crown of thorns, Lord God. The one that would freely give up the ghost, Father God. But before even that, Lord God, he would tell you to forgive them, for they know not what they do. God, the merciful God. The merciful God. The merciful God. The one that gives us grace and mercy day after day, Lord God. For it is new mercies that we receive daily, Lord God. God, we thank you. God, my heart is so full with thanksgiving on today, God. God, we thank you for our children, Lord God, that you watch over day in and day out, Lord God. For those that you protect, Father God, from the hand of the enemy, Lord God, we thank you that you don't allow the enemy to sift our children as wheat. God, we bless your name on today. God, we bless you for everything that you've blocked in their lives, Lord God. God, and even for those things that you allowed them to walk through, Lord God, you said that although they walked through the valley of the shadow of death, God, that they didn't have to fear any evil, for you would be there with them, Lord God, because you said that you are their rod and their staff, God, and that you would comfort them. God, bring comfort to those that need you on today, God. God, I lift up my sister Ashleen on today, Lord God. God, comfort her and her family like never before in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, we pray, Lord God, that you would be there, God, even in those last moments, Lord God, that you would, God, reveal your kindness unto them, Lord God, that you would be the lifter of a bowed down head, God, that you would be the comforter of her soul in the name of Jesus. God, I lift before you every bereaved family. Lord God, I lift before you the family of Larry Johnson, Lord God, the retired Richmond police officer, Lord God. God, as we prepare to lay his body down on Monday, Lord God, God, be there for Shiera, Lord God. God, be the comfort that she needs, Lord God. God, I pray now in the name of Jesus that, God, you would even remove the bitterness, Lord God, that you would remove the anger, Lord God, and God, allow her to see you in the fullness and in the totality of who you are, God, even in the midst of this situation, God, because, God, you are yet there, Lord God. God, you are yet answering prayers. God, you are yet being the comforter, Lord God. God, you are yet being the lifter of the bowed down head. God, you are yet wiping her tears. God, you are yet, God, we thank you, Lord God, that although you sit high, God, and but you look low, God. So, God, you know every need, God. Meet every need of those people that are on this call, Lord God. God, this time of season, Lord God, brings about depression, Lord God, brings about suicidal thoughts. So today, God, we cancel them now in the name of Jesus, God, by the power that's been invested on the inside of me. Lord God, I decree and declare that your people shall live, Lord God, that they shall be happy in the name of Jesus, God. I lose love, joy, peace in the name of Jesus, God. And God, we just want you to know that we come to celebrate you on today. So God, as we take our phones off of mute, God, we celebrate you. We celebrate your life, Lord God. We celebrate the love, Lord God. We celebrate Hallelujah. Your joy, your peace, Lord God. God, we celebrate the happiness that you place on the inside of us, Lord God. God, when doors are closing before us, Lord God, we celebrate you, God. God, when our friends and our family, Lord God, are leaving us, God, we celebrate you on today, God. God, your love is greater than any situation or any circumstance, Lord God. God, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Lord God. We thank you for your ungodly kind of love, God, the love that never ends, oh God. But God, love is patient. Love is kind, Lord God. Love does not boast of itself, oh God. We love you, Jesus. We lean not to our own understanding, Lord God, but in all thy ways, we acknowledge you, God, and you said, do and direct our path, oh God. God, direct our path, Lord God. God, some of us need course correcting, oh God. God, course correct us in the name of Jesus, God. God, when you tell us to go right, oh God, we will go right, oh God. God, when you tell us to hush, God. We will hush in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, allow us to sow into the things that you called us to sow into, Lord God. God, we thank you that you are a miracle worker, God. Thank you that you are a miracle worker, God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. God, we glorify your name on today, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we bless your name, God. God, there is none greater than you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
None greater than you, Lord God. None greater than you, God. None greater than you, Lord God. God, we've been high in your love, God, but there's none greater than you, Lord God. God, in all the earth, Lord God, in all the divinity, God, there's none greater than you, God.
Thank you because you're
God, thank you for your provision, Lord God.
Thank you because you're all the Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God. It's you, Lord God.
Abraham did.
God, we thank you, Lord God, that through you, God, we can do all things, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are more than conquerors, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we're able to leap over every situation and every circumstance, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, that we are not moved by what we feel, God. God, that we are not moved by what we feel, God. God, we are only moved by the word of God. God, we thank you, Lord God, that we are planted by the river of water, God, that we shall not be moved, oh God, we thank you,
should not be moved.
God, we bless your name, oh God, we bless your name, God, we bless your name, God, we bless your name, God, for every trip that we bless your name, God, God, for every door that's closed this way, God, we bless your name, God. We bless your name, God. We bless your name, God. We bless your name, God.
Thank you for a new outlook on life, God. Thank you for a new outlook on the development of life, God. But we know that we win the war, God.
We bless your name, God.
If we don't quit,
God,
we
bless your name, God.
Thank you for a mind. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for a mind that keeps you steady in your word. Thank you for a mind that keeps you standing.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you for a mind that keeps you standing. Thank you, Jesus. Standing, oh God, thank you for
Jesus.
Mind that keeps going. Thank you for a mind that keeps believing you, God. Thank you for a mind that keeps trusting you, God. Thank you for a mind that remains faithful to you, God. Hallelujah.
We bless you, God.
Thank you for a mind that keeps fighting, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, bless your name, God.
Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, God. We bless you, Lord God, that the fight has already been taken, oh God. God, we thank you that we will prevail, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we are coming up with our hands up in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, that when the enemy fought the fight, Father God, was over, Lord God, that you gave us, Lord God, the tenacity and the push, Lord God, and the fight and the zeal that's on the inside of us, Lord God, to overcome the enemy, Lord God. God, I thank you that you're worth it, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, Lord God, that you would raise up the standard, oh God. Thank you for raising up the standard, oh God. God, thank you for the power that's been invested on the inside of us, Lord God, to be able to cast out devils, oh God, to be able to cast out demons, oh God. God, to be able to speak to that very thing, God, that would rise up against the God and call it void of its power in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, thank you, Lord God, for that power that you've been invested on the inside of us, Lord God. God, we thank you that we can cast down every vain imagination, oh God, that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God on today, Lord God. God, we come against every ill-spoken word, oh God, and we curse it at the root now in the name of Jesus, God. God, we come up against homosexuality in the name of Jesus, God. God, we come up against every perversion that would try to overtake our children in the name of Jesus, God. God, keep them whole, oh God. God, keep them sanctified, oh God, for you, for your glory, for your work in the name of Jesus. God, we come up against every suicidal thought, oh God. God, we come up against bulimia. We come up against anorexia, oh God. God, we come up against every murdering spirit in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we call them void now in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, speak to the minds of your young people, Lord God. God, remind them that you are yet God in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, that you would never leave them nor forsake them, oh God. God, show them that there is a hope in you, Lord Jesus. God, that there is a hope in you, God. God, we come up against every murdering spirit, oh God, that murders the earth, oh God. God, and we call it void of its power now. God, and we loose your peace and your love in the name of God.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank power, Lord Jesus. Oh,
God, because you are a great God and you are worthy to be praised on today, God.
Worthy, Lord.
Yes, Father.
Worthy, Lord.
Holy Ghost.
Because God,
Jesus.
Love is patient. Love is kind, God.
It is
hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. God, love is patient. God, love is kind. God, teach us how to have patience with one another, Lord God.
Thank you. Warn us, Lord, for, with an internal loving kindness. Thank you, Jesus. Not
thank
giving
you,
up
Jesus.
On us, Lord. Lord, when we saw, Lord, we were at the end of our rope, Lord, you was there, Lord.
Thank you for your love on today.
Thank you,
God, because it was your love that lifted us, oh God. It was your love that keeps us day in and day out, oh God.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Thank you for loving us, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Oh, how he loves you and me. Oh, how he loves you and me. He gave his life. What more could he give? Oh, how
so, God, as we prepare to move into love, life, and victory, Lord God, thank you for your love.
Thank you, Father, for your love.
Your never failing love, God.
Thank you.
God, and because you love us, Lord God, we can pass that on and share it with the next person, Lord God. We appreciate you, we adore you, and we love you, Lord God. We thank you for your traveling grace and your mercy on today, Lord God. Even as some of us get out and finish our Christmas shopping, Lord God, keep us from the hand of the enemy. Father God, let no hurt, harm, or danger come nigh us, Lord God.
Yes,
let us be reminded the reason of the season, Lord God. It's not about the size of the gift or how much money we spend, God, but it is in that which we give it, oh God. And God, let us be reminded that we need to bring you the best gift ever.
Yes.
Whether that
well,
be
hello,
great,
and welcome
whether that
again.
Be small. Go, Barbara.
Welcome to Declared Victory. My name's Barbara, and I was your host for today. I hope that something has been said that blessed you today. Are there any new callers on the line? Are there any of our DV family that wasn't able to say good morning that would like to say good morning?
Good morning, Jamila.
Good morning, Jamila. I didn't hear that other name.
Tasha.
Good morning, Tasha.
Good morning,
Victory family. Victory.
Good morning, Brother Jeff.
What's up, Rodown?
Hey. Did I hear Miss D?
No.
Good morning, Miss D.
Good morning, your wife, Gloria.
Oh, Sister Gloria.
Morning,
hey, baby dog.
It's Sister Gloria.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Gloria.
Good morning, Sister Gloria.
Good morning.
Anyone else want to say good morning?
Good morning, Miss Brigitte.
Good morning, Brigitte.
morning.
Good morning, it's Asaya.
Good morning,
Asaya. Good morning, it's Anthony.
Good morning,
Anthony.
Good morning,
Naja.
Good morning, Naja.
Good morning, Leticia.
Good morning, Leticia. Anyone else want to say good morning? Okay. Well, we hope that you can join us in our next segment, which is called Love, Life, and Victory. Thank you, and have an awesome day today as I pass the call to Eric and Juliet.
Thank you, Barbara.
Good morning, once again.
Good morning, family.
I hope you've been blessed by a declaration. Pastor Jones, I don't know how you do it.
I don't either.
Because I know it's going to be a long day for us, because after this we have to go to church. But I don't know how you on here and teach the way you do and pour yourself out and then go and preach for other times. But it gives me a taste, reminds me of my past ministry and how we do have to hold up our leaders because they do. It's an exhausting process. You know, when I first started this out, I didn't know that my declarations was going to get like this. And y'all going to know all my business before this month is over.
They get deeper and deeper.
Tell me about it. I'm in a vulnerable state right now, but I thank God for my wife. While I'm a lot more comfortable doing declarations, she tends to get a little bit more nervous, and so I've adjusted how I felt that the declaration should go in order to make her feel more comfortable. So as she begins to write out her declaration, begins to form, I take what she does and I adjust to it. So that she feels secure and that she feels comfortable, even if it causes me to be a little bit more uncomfortable, even if it causes me to be a little bit more vulnerable, I do that. And I love my wife for that because she constantly stretches, she constantly pushes me, whether or not she knows it or not, she always makes me aware. Not in a judgmental way, not in an argumental way, but she always makes me aware that I am the priest of this family, that I am the moral compass of this house. And so the burden of leadership is always on me. So I have to lead, not just only, you know, financially or in protection, but spiritually too. And that being compassionate, that involves being patient, which I ask y'all to pray on me for. So with that, this is the first question I want to ask. I'm going to ask it to my wife first. I talked about making adjustments. No, you know what? I'm going ahead of myself. Let me put this out here. To anybody, I want to open up the line. Did you have any aha moments or did you have anything about our declaration that touched you? Oh, right now, feel free to talk about it.
Awesome declaration, Juliet and Eric. And you know what it's called, Eric? Teamwork. I'm so proud of the two of you. I can see you growing since you've been on the call. God bless you.
Hey, this is Tanya. I want you to know, both of you, how much I enjoyed you. Darth Vader is on the line, and they're going to miss all the wonderful stuff, but I want to know, like, you brought me back to, in both of you, I heard my story in both of your share, but I want to do something a little bit different, Eric, because God is stretching you through your wife and through the declaration. And so really quickly, not to be all deep and stuff, but there is a journey that you're on, and I want to ensure that you're fully equipped. So I want to pray for you really quickly just about the vulnerability that you're feeling, if you don't mind. Just give me just a couple seconds. I really feel led to do that. So, Father, you heard Eric's heart share as well as Juliet's, but that place of vulnerability that he expressed. I pray, Lord Jesus, we pray, Father, that you would cover him in a way that he's never experienced before, and that he will be comfortable with his truth, because it is going to be liberating for so many others, not just men, but it's going to be liberating. And I just declare that as of today, that place of vulnerability is dissipated and it no longer exists. And we curse it and we send it back to the pit of hell from which it came. We thank you for the liberty wherewith you've equipped him through and by the Holy Spirit to be able to share with confidence, knowing that he is in a safe place at home and here on this line. In the precious and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God, amen. Thank you so much for being authentic, Eric. I really, really appreciate it. God bless you. Both of you.
Thank you. Prayers, big sister, and I love you. Love you to life.
Eric and Juliet, this is Patty, and I just want just listening to both of you guys this morning. For myself, your processes that the Lord is taking you through, and you know, you both began. You know, you talked a little bit about. You having to go through the journey of forgiving your spouse, Juliet, and Eric, your fiance, those are processes that are real, because you can't move forward until you do that. And so for myself, I can relate to what you're saying, you know, because I too had to go through that in a journey back there also. So that was very touching just to see how you guys went through your journeys. And just to hear how, I mean, of course I know that some of the areas are tough to go through, but how you guys have gone through them because of where you are today, you know, I know that you have walked through that. God has walked you through that part of your journey, and so you're in another area. And so for me, I mean, I was blessed by that. And the obedience.
Thank you. Thank you, Patty. You know, and going through this journey, matter of fact, this last one, the Lord, I was ready to go to bed a couple of nights ago because I was just stuck. And he started pointing to me like 12 midnight, and I didn't finish till like about 1. It's taken me back because I've been in a place of kind of, you know, I think we go through different wilderness experiences, in a wilderness experience for the last year, and by me taking this journey, I've been able to go back to that place where we, you know, me and the Lord was just, you know, we were just like, you know, that, I mean, he's still my partner, but I mean, I just, he was, really, he stood out as my best friend, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And just rekindling that relationship as I'm going on this journey. So I think, you know, certain places that he's asking me to review, it also, like, it's giving me more compassion, like that forgiveness part. Just on a day-to-day journey of life, you know, the people I talk to, the people I have problems with, I mean, you know, it's been really just, it's, like I say, it's taking me back, but I'm moving forward into a better place. So I thank you for your comment. Anyone else?
Amen. Good morning, family. It's Misty. Thank you both again so much for painting on my mind. I can just visualize the walk and the journey. What I heard that I can honestly relate to was making amends for my part in the marriage that I was in, and when I called my ex to make amends for my part, the relief I felt when I made that phone call, and being able to reexamine from a new position today, not a position of hurt or resentment towards him or myself, that our marriage wasn't a successful marriage, but God has a successful growth pattern for me going on right now, being able to recognize and acknowledge. And it's a lot that I heard that I've done through my 12-step process, being able to go back and make direct amends to other people. Thank you so much. You both have done excellent with the – I mean, I can visually see everything you're talking about. It's beautiful. Thank you.
You missed D.
Yeah, thank you for your kind words and the wisdom and encouragement you always proclaim when you come on the line. So we admire you very much. Your story too, that you share. You know, thank you. Anybody else? Okay, I want to go back to that first question and when I talked about making adjustments. I do want to ask my wife, baby, and you can be as honest as you want.
Mm-hmm.
And what adjustments have you had to make in my relationship, your relationship with me?
Oh, talking about now?
Yeah, I'm talking about now.
The adjustment I've had to make is, you know, continuously submitting to God as I submit to you. Because when you're on your own for a long time and, you know, raise kids, you know, it's just being an independent person, now I'm coming together and now I have, you know, the process of me coming and submitting to God has helped me to recognize my place as your partner for life. But it's not an easy process, okay? But what I've found, because I know God's voice, I've learned his voice, that I'm always going within. I'm always going within. I'm always talking within before I respond, you know, in the way that the old Juliet or even the flesh wants to respond in certain areas of, you know, when I'm questioning your leadership. It's a day-to-day adjustment.
Okay. I can get with that. I never knew you questioned my leadership, but, you know, no, I'm just kidding. I'll go ahead. I'll say for myself in this journey, I know... both with my wife and I know in my relationship with God, this journey is one that constantly takes me out of my comfort zone. And it is in that taking me out of my comfort zone that I find my true direction, because I'm not a perfect being. And as God said, you know, I was born in sin and bathed in iniquity, like a car. I may start off right, but I always constantly need to be realigned to God's purpose, and that requires, like my wife, I self-examine myself. The Bible says the renewing of my mind, the daily offering of myself as a sacrifice, saying to God, I really don't know. I really don't know what I'm doing, and I can only rely on you. And in my best day, If called upon to do what you want me to do, Lord, if left on my own power, I would go left every single time you would say go right, you know. And I've considered myself at this point in my life a pretty well just person. I think I have a good heart, but that's not enough. That's not enough to keep me on my journey. I need God and I need the power of the Holy Spirit. Anybody else would like to talk about the adjustments that they have to make in their journey?
Mm.
Well, you definitely have to take self out of the journey in order to graduate or to be elevated to the next level. And I know for myself that was, even now, I mean, I haven't, by all means, I haven't arrived or anything, but dying to self was something that, an adjustment for myself that I had to go through because it's just, I mean, I only have the Lord to depend on. I mean, I can't get to where the Lord has what he has for me trying to do it myself. So I had to die to myself to get what it was that the Lord has for me during this part of the journey here. Learning compassion and learning to be obedient and really stick to the Lord, being in my peace, sticking to the Lord so that I could hear my instructions from him. Those have all been adjustments because, you know, for a long time, I was the boss. And, you know, me being the boss, of course, we know when we do it ourselves, it becomes a disaster sometimes. So in order for me to get where the Lord wanted me to get from A to wherever he has me now, you know, I had to die to myself. I had to be obedient, and I needed to be in his peace to hear him for my instructions for the next step.
This is Amen. Sister Barbara. I can relate to what Juliet was saying when it comes to submission. Especially like, you know, she said, me too, I've raised my kids and this is not my first marriage either. And I just thank God for how he has taught me how to submit to him as I'm submitting to my husband. That's a difficult thing for independent women. But it's something that you have to do because that's the way God wants it to be. It's not easy. But I just thank God for the encouragement that I get. Every time I call this line, that there's an encouragement to do what's right, to do what we need to do. I'm just thankful to both of you for your declaration today. I'm just thankful, you guys. I don't know how else to say it because I was something else. I'm going to tell you, my husband putting up with me is a big thing, too. But God is good. You know, we just have to trust that he has a better plan than we think we do. And God bless you guys.
Thank you, Sister Barbara. God bless you also.
Sister Barbara, you remind me of, I was thinking about the scripture, how, you know, in Ephesians, says that men are supposed to love God as Christ loved the church. Well, we women represent the church, you know, and how the church should, how we should relate or be in relations with our Lord, and that is by submission and through submission. And sometimes we kind of, I know I didn't like the word. I didn't like the word because it was always thrown in my face as, you know, a woman, especially they always say that when I was coming back in church, you know, and we're supposed to submit, you know, to as women to the men. And, you know, you think about all the things that you've gone through and it's like you kind of buck against it. But in reality, God is coming for a church, you know, that has, to me, submission is saying I have full, you know, a complete, confidence that all is well with me as long as I, you know, as long as I'm in you, you know, that I can let go of everything. I can, you know, as far as decision making, everything, I can entrust you, Lord, with it all. And that's what we're all trying to get to that place of just total surrender. So it made me think about that when you were talking.
Hey, Juliet and Eric, just want to raise a question, some food for thought. For some people, especially for independent women, and there are so many just because of the way that the demographic is now for women and, you know, the ratio of men to women and men to women and that type of thing. For me, I initially had a problem with submitting because I had a misconception of what it is to submit. To submit does not mean that you are somebody's doormat and that they rule you like a kid, or that they, you know, because there's balance. I love the way that God did it. There is balance. Somebody's got a beeping noise, or maybe it's me. Does anybody else hear that high-pitched beeping noise?
That's our smoke detector.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought I was going crazy. You need some batteries? I can hook you up. No, I'm kidding. but what I wanted to say is that when I did a study of what it means to submit, I felt freedom. Because it does not, because my husband does not rule me. He doesn't treat me like I'm his daughter. We are partners in our relationship. And I freely yield to him out of obedience to Christ. So it's not, even in those instances where I feel that that's the wrong thing to do, or that's probably not the best thing for us or whatever, I will step back and say, God, you know, I'm just going to be obedient. This is who you gave me. You know, I'm not, and there have been times when Carl will change his mind or something. But anyway, just I wanted to bring that out. Understanding what submission is, because some women have a big problem with that, especially with the whole, you know, feminist movement that came along and them being equal to men and all that other kind of stuff. Just to understand, I don't know if you want to speak to that a little bit, because we're using the word, not that this is anything wrong, we're talking about submission as if everyone may know and everybody may not know, and some people may be struggling with it. So I just wanted to bring that up.
You know, I had a struggle with that until, like I said, I started reading. I was reading in Ephesians where it talks about, you have to find it, the role of the husband and wife. See, for a long time I always heard, you know, and, you know, and so like I said, I bucked against that. But when I was reading Ephesians 5:21, I mean, 20, we already started 22. They already said, "Submit unto your husband." But one day I was reading, and I stumbled on 21. 21 says, "Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God." So I said, "Wait a minute. I'm not just the only one that's supposed to submit here. I mean, God says we're submitting one to another. So there is a, you know, it's not like I rule over you or you." You know, and he rules over me, and I'm. No, this is, you know, he has to, as a man, he has to, as Christ loved the church, he has to make me, I realize that he has to make my environment a place of comfort to where, and, you know, and his love is displayed to me in a way that I willingly, you know, because of what I'm receiving from him, desire and want to submit. It's not something like, it's like, you know, I'm forced to do it. I do it willingly. First, because of, like you said, my submitting to God, but also with him also doing his part in submitting to God, then it's being reciprocated. He is loving me as Christ loved the church. And through my, you know, my adoration and love for him, then I am willingly submitting to him. You know, I don't know if I'm making sense. But when I read that one scripture, that passage is what liberated me from that mindset. And I began to, because first I couldn't get beyond that 22 because, you know, it was like, I just felt like God was, you know, attacking just a woman and we had to do everything. But when I saw that 21, I felt this relief, and once that relief came over me, I was able to go through the whole passage and realize that we both have a part to play.
I want to say this also. For my part, my marriage is constantly teaching me about my relationship with God, and not just not on my part, but what God does to us. And we've been talking on our declaration about love is patient and love is kind. I submit to God, and God in His role as my Father, as my sovereign leader, as my Creator and my Redeemer, does not force me to do anything,
mm-hmm.
because in order for true love to prosper, one must be given choice to do whatever he or she wants. That is the only formula in which true love can thrive and true love can really live. So my God gives me a rules and a standard on which I live, and then he allows me to choose whether or not I will submit to him or whether I will obey and follow him. When I do submit to him, when I obey and follow him, I find that everything in my life begins to align and begins to come right. When I butt my head enough times against the wall and I say, well, Lord, just take it, and he comes and he takes it, it's always better. It's always better. Might not see it right then and there, but it always turns out to be the better. God creates an environment which I can come and which I can feel secure and confident enough to submit and come to him. And so because I have that relationship with God, and I've seen God do that in my life time and time again, I model that. I model that to my wife. You know, as Christ was the example for all of us, I try to be the example to my wife. You know, I let my wife see me at my vulnerable times. I let my wife see me on my knees praying. I let my wife see me reading the word and being patient, even with sometimes when she snaps at me or, you know, we don't have agreements. You know, I'm always patient with my wife because I love her. You know, she's the joy of my life. And, you know, that love I feel compels her that even when we, you know, we don't have the right, we have our differences of opinion. And sometimes we even argue and we fuss. We're not a perfect couple. But she always comes back and says, baby, I'm sorry. And I'm always quick to forget, you know. And I always allow her the opportunity to say, you know, what she feels. You know, my wife can say, baby, I don't like this. I don't like how you do this. I don't like how you talk to it. Because I know what she went through before. I know what she went through before in a previous marriage. I know her vulnerabilities and I know her fears. So I try to alleviate as much as that is humanly possible. So I don't know if anybody got to that. But that's how God works in my life. You know, and he knows me better than anybody else. So.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Brother Eric and Sister Juliet, I must apologize because I didn't hear the original declaration this morning, and I'm going to have to listen to the playback. And let me say that I love you both, and I thank you for the inspiration that I received from you guys. And Brother Eric, there's going to always be a slight form of uncomfortability when we're practicing total transparency. God is going to stretch you and he's going to grow you through that. And I thank you, my brother. Thank you, Sister Juliet, for who you are, because I definitely draw strength from you guys and inspiration. And when you first formed the question regarding making the adjustments, I didn't hear the declaration, so I didn't know whether it was regarding a relationship with my wife or my relationship with God. And I know that when it comes to the relationship that I have in my marriage, I have to practice willingness to compromise. I always try to be open-minded to where it's that I could stay open to compromise and not be forceful. And I'm always desiring for me and my wife to come together with the willingness towards that we're able to compromise, wherein that we're together in the direction we're going, and knowing that we want to keep our foot on the adversary's neck together. And one of the adjustments that I do to try and stay connected with God spiritually, periodically through the year, I place myself on on a fast, on a restriction, as far as some of the things that I love to do that actually takes me away from connecting. Like sometimes I'd have to put myself on a 30-day fast from hanging out with the fellas around the domino table, because it sometimes the spiritual principle goes out the window, and yeah, God let me know, Brother Jeff, I need you to take a 30-day fast from the domino table, because for the past 45 days, that's been your priority, you know, to run to the domino table, and you put your marriage on the back burner, you put me on the back burner, you maybe open your Bible up for 10 minutes, and then, you know, you got another 23 hours left in the day. And so I place myself on a fast from the TV for a week or so, just so that I could stay grounded. I do that periodically through the year. So those are just a few of the adjustments that I make. So I love it the way they have the days labeled through the week on the call that reminds me to do certain things, you know, make it happen Monday, thankful Tuesday, and Wednesday, where we fast. You know, I'm always mindful that if I don't fast from food, I could fast from TV or the domino table just for that day, you know. So I'm gonna have to go back and listen to the playback, but I'm thankful for the willingness that I have to compromise and not be selfish, and like I heard it said earlier on the line, to die to myself, to keep my flesh under subjection. So thank you again, Brother Eric and Brother Juliet, and God bless you.
Thank you, Jeff, man. You know you my man, 50 grand. You though, you know, kind of salty, man. You know, you slept through my decoration, man. You know, but that's all right. That's why God made playback, amen?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I did hear the decoration, so I want to thank you guys for stepping up this morning and treating us with love is kind and love is patient. It's just a reminder why we stood before God and promised and pledged to each other with our friends and family present. So thank you for your wonderful declaration. I love you both. And you guys be encouraged, because you work well together, you gel well together, and you're doing a wonderful job. And I love you.
We love you too, Pretty Patrice.
Yeah, we love you,
Jeff.
Thank you.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Oh, first of all, I met you guys on Marriage Matters. I'll be back on Monday. But I wanted to say that I absolutely love the call because, it's authentic. It's, you know, everyone's transparent. It's the truth. And there's no phoniness here. You know, I used to worry about when I used to call in and I used to worry about telling my business and, you know, and who going to hear it and the people on the line that don't ever say nothing and they may go back and tell somebody. But you know what? It don't matter no more. And then after listening to you guys, I love you when you say, I'm just going to be transparent. You know, and you know that we absolutely love you on this call. And I love you guys' declaration. It just shows true Christian black love. I always say, you know, it feel good loving somebody when somebody loves you back. You know, and you guys truly show love between each other. And I absolutely love that. For me, submitting to my husband, because I'm 12 years older than him, I was like, he can't tell me what to do. I'm not listening to him. And continue to get myself into trouble because I'm doing things on my own, not even, you know, involving him in decisions that I was making. And, of course, some of the situations I got myself into, I wish I had listened to him. But I thank God for this call. I thank God for your declaration. And I thank God for the authentic authenticity of this declared victory. And I don't mind telling my story because I'd rather tell my story out loud than be at home suffering in silence. You know, I'm so glad to tell what's going on. And I'm so glad to listen to you guys and listen to everybody. Authenticity every day. Nobody seems to tell because it heals. It's healing somebody, even the people that don't never say nothing. When they say it's 50 people on the call, I don't know who on the call. But it don't matter no more. So thank you for that wonderful declaration.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ruth, for your kind words. Thank you for your testimony. Girl, you ain't the only one. When I'm doing these declarations, and I found out a couple people that really don't say nothing had been hearing. I think we all get that, or most of us get that feeling at one time or the other. But you know, I always say this: if you're on the call and you're not participating or anything, you're really missing out because three right now we're growing, but we're training each other. We're training each other. We're equipping each other. We're ministering each other. Because this is going to grow. This is growing. And every day I hear of God blessing one of our Declare Victory families or you know, somebody overcoming or somebody coming through a trial and somebody having a praise report. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful. There is no other place that you can be as transparent right here that you can be allowed to grow your gifts, to equip yourself to do the work that God has purposed for you here. This is the most complete, safe environment that I know. This is the most non-judgmental environment that I know. You got church hurt? We got you here at Declare Victory. You got marital problems? We got you here at Declare Victory. You got a problem finding your sound? Well, guess what? We're here at Declare Victory. We're here for you. We're going to pray on you. We're going to pray around you. We're going to pray to you, but we're not going to pray on you. You're safe here, you know, in your love. So, you know, I know I'm getting off on a rant, but you know, I just want to say, you know, I encourage, I challenge, I exhort everybody who's on this line to take full advantage. You know, you're welcome here, your family.
I wanted to say something real quick, speaking about, you know, just giving your testimony and the vulnerability. A while back, the Lord revealed to me, you know, not only is Satan a great deceiver and he's a liar, and you know, he lays the temptations out and leads us, you know, into sin, and of course we bite the bait, because we wouldn't be in that place. However, he's also a great blackmailer, okay? Because once he leads you there, you know, with, through his enticement, and then, you know, you bite the bait, you spend the rest of your life trying to cover, because, you know, he's constantly bringing to your mind, to your remembrance, the thing you did, or that thing that you did. So you're locked away. It's like in a prison of low self-esteem, of shame, of anger, or whatever that prison is that he keeps throwing at you. And but when we give our testimony, that's, you know, that's where our liberation comes from. And not only does it liberate us when we testify, it also, once we've come through that particular passage or a particular journey in our lives, God was like saying to me, how dare you keep it to yourself? Because no longer, you're not there anymore. That's not your issue anymore. Now it's a gift for somebody else's liberation that the devil's been blackmailing. You know, well, that's how I look at, you know, this whole witnessing thing and, you know, the transparency is, you know, this is, it's liberating not only for me, but it's also a gift to somebody else's liberation. And this is how we all, you know, into this courtship with God. That's what I want to say on that.
That was good, Juliet.
You go, girl.
Hey, can I say something, family?
Sure.
You sure can, sister.
Jesus is just all right with me. Jesus is just all right. I just want to say, I just been laying here listening, and I'm just grateful for Declare Victory. Ruth Ann made me. I've already ran all around Richmond, and I'm back for her praise report. Then y'all hit me with that. Tanya, this whole call, and just like everybody said, it's just a great, safe place to be. It's a healing line. It's a love line. And if you haven't opened your mouth yet, you will. So just keep calling in. I love you all. Brother Eric, Sister Juliet, I love you too, because you guys are the example of how we are to love one another as man and wife, and what our vows mean and how we are to do it. So I just thank you, because every time you share, I know you guys pour out a lot, but God's replenishing you guys. And I thank you, because as your baby sister and as my second time, it is really helping me, because Maddie and I are growing so much closer together, and I just love you guys for that, because he's not on the line a lot, but he eavesdrops and he ear hustles, and he's getting a lot from me, because sometimes I don't think he's paying attention, and he'll pop me out with something that he's heard. You know what I mean? So I just thank you guys, man. It's just a dope family to be a part of. Y'all can't get rid of me if y'all wanted to. And keep lifting me up, because y'all know I got time to work on my throat, so I'm going, that singing ministry that I really want to be a part of, I ain't got nothing but time now, so get ready to declare victory. My CD, 2016, probably about April, is going to come out. Amen. Love you.
Lord, I just pray for strength right now, mercy, and a good pair of earphones. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, most. Hey, and give a shout out to my brother, man. Tell him E, man, said, what's up, shop?
I will.
Hey, Anthony. Hey, D, can we do a collaboration this route?
Girl, you know that. We got this, girl, on Lord. Lock. Get ready. You're going to do them low notes, because I'm the soprano.
Okay. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning. I've been listening to y'all, and I did miss your declaration.
We can barely hear you.
You can barely hear me. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just barely still. That's
okay, how
better.
About now? Is that better? Okay. So yeah, I did miss better. Your declaration, because I was asleep too. So I woke up, and I'm like, I had time to go back and, oh my, I had time to go back and listen to Dee Dee and Crew, amen, from last night. So I can go ahead and listen to y'all now from a little earlier.
I just was nicknaming y'all E and J, but I'm like, well, that meant something else to me years ago. So I better call y'all Eric and Juliet, not E and J. Okay. Well, y'all. Y'all soon. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath to you, too. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, sorry, D. I don't know what happens, man. We get caught up. We've been missing that Friday night, but I want to let you know it's a mistake of the heart. I mean, mistake of the head, not of the heart, little sister.
It's all good, so, brother, because I know you got us. It was a good one.
Oh, I'm going to have to listen to the playback. Listen, family, I know it's getting the time is getting late, and we've got to get ready to get prepared to go to church. So unless anybody has anything burning to say, I'm getting ready to, we're going to close. Okay, I just want to tell you how much you have blessed us. We thank you for participating. We hope that you were touched. I pray that you grow in grace. And that today that you go in God, be the Jesus that somebody needs to see. And remember, love is patient, love is kind, and that there is joy in the journey. I leave you with the peace of God, and may heaven smile upon you. God bless. Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
God bless everyone. Have a good day today.
Have a wonderful day.
Hello, is anyone on?
Hi, this is Lisa. I'm still here. I think we're having a meeting, right? Hello?
Hello?
So we are having a core call or a production call? Which one? Anybody there?
I'm here. This is Imani. I'm here.
Hey, Imani.
Hey.
Let me call Erica, see what's going on.
Okay, thanks. Hey guys, good morning. I'm sorry, I caught myself talking on the board. I was thinking that the number was different. Let me hold on 1 second. Let's make sure the line is secure and lock it. Who all is here?
Lisa.
Lisa, Imani, who else?
Imani.
Who else?
Hello, this is Pamela.
Hey, Pam.
Hey.
Okay, me, Lisa. Let's see. Lavelle, you there? He might be on mute. Hold on 1 second, guys. Wait a second, I'm sending text messages. Tanya hung up too, hold on. I don't see Erica. Erica, are you here?
I called her and it went right to voicemail.
Okay, okay, so I'm going to drop this call and let you call back. Hold on 1 second, guys. I'm waiting for Tanya. And Olivia. Okay, Tan's on and Lavelle's on, so we should be good. So, Lisa, me, only person we're missing.
I'm here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I see. Okay. It's okay. We're actually just waiting on Erica and I. Oh, and you know what else? Dawson. Okay. I'm going to turn the recording off. Let it be on the air.